Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sandra Merritt has now filed an appeal asking the court to dismiss the politically motivated 15-count felony criminal charges brought against her by California's pro-Planned Parenthood Attorney General Xavier Becerra. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we have been in court multiple times, Matt, regarding Sandra Merritt in the San Francisco area, regarding two things. One, regarding a private lawsuit that Planned Parenthood has filed against her, seeking tens of millions of dollars, saying it's a result of these videos that they lost tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. And then the other one, the 15-count felony. Felony is something that you can spend time in prison for by at least a year or more. So 15-count felony charges with this unprecedented indictment from the California Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, and we have been defending her against this frivolous charge. Never before in the history of California have they come after somebody for exercising their free speech, a reporter, a journalist, undercover, except here. And so, Matt, this is unbelievable, but it's another one of these out-of-control attorney generals like you had in New York that we ultimately defeated there, and now you've got the same thing in California.
It's the blatant politicization of the judicial system and the criminal justice system. I mean, how convenient that Planned Parenthood has in Xavier Becerra their very own state attorney general, their very own attorney general at their beck and call, who has said, "I stand with Planned Parenthood." It's like he's their own personal attorney abusing the criminal justice system to go after an investigative reporter in violation of her First Amendment free speech rights, in violation of her First Amendment right to the freedom of the press, in order to do an explosive, damning and damaging undercover series that showed that Planned Parenthood was selling baby body parts in violation of the law. So the real criminals are walking here, and the attorney general is going after the messenger, going after the whistleblower, going after the investigative reporter. This is a gross miscarriage of justice.
I know. How ironic is that? I mean, they're giving felony charges to Sandra Merritt, who is trying to help prevent the murder of babies. You know, that does not make sense. I mean, it's all, like you said, politically motivated. Their hands are in the pockets of Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. They give them big bucks for their campaigns. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen that, and we see the numbers from the attorney general and the now Senator Harris as well. They've all had their hands in these pockets of Planned Parenthood.
So the conflict of interest is blatant.
Right.
Yeah, it is definitely blatant. And here we have gone to court to defend her. The trial court has refused to dismiss the charges, even though the attorney general has a documented bias and has publicly pledged to stand with Planned Parenthood. There's a couple of things going on here in this case. Obviously, it's wrong that the attorney general filed this against her, and even the Los Angeles Times editorial board blasted the attorney general for doing it. They don't agree with her, Sandra, on the issue of abortion, but they do agree that she, like other journalists, have a First Amendment right to be able to do what she did. It happens in California all the time. Her recordings of the people she was talking with are done in public, and they were also done with the knowledge that what Planned Parenthood was doing was likely criminal. And those are exceptions to, among other things, any recording in California. But there's a couple of different things. One, when the attorney general filed the case, we filed a motion to dismiss, and the judge dismissed 14 of the 15 counts. Under California law, you have a certain amount of time to refile those charges, otherwise they're permanently banned. Well, guess what? California Attorney General missed that by a long shot, a long shot. And then when we said it's too late, the judge said, well, I think they meant to file. They just didn't file. So I'm going to let them file.
Where does the judge find the authority for that?
He doesn't have any authority for that. That's number one. Number two, we move to dismiss the case because the attorney general is clearly biased. How do we know that? Well, we've got photos. And he is speaking at a Planned Parenthood event. And the big sign behind him says, quote, I stand with Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and there was also private meetings that happened,
right,
collaborating. One of Planned Parenthood's employees directed the AG's investigators to seize computers for Planned Parenthood from Sandra Merritt's co-defendant, David DeLayden. You know, so there's obviously co-conspiracy going on here. It's just so blatant.
It is blatant, and so pray for us because this is a mother. She has children. She's a grandmother. She didn't want to put herself in the spotlight. She didn't want controversy. Certainly, she didn't want a 15-count felony charge. She stands to lose everything.
She just wanted
if
to
she
save
loses
babies.
The criminal and or the civil suit. She stands to lose everything. Yeah. But her heart was, Planned Parenthood is doing something brutal and awful, and people need to know what's happening. And so she sat down with some Planned Parenthood officials and videotaped the conversation in open public areas. And the former president of Planned Parenthood already admitted to Congress when testifying that, yes, all of these were done in open public areas, which is an exception to the two-party consent recording rule in California. And she also knew that they likely were profiting and engaging in illegal activity by selling baby body parts.
Another exception.
And so should be no problem. Just like one of the previous well-known issues in California was animal abuse. And people did the same thing.
Yeah.
Sat down with these people, recorded them in public, thinking that there would be potential criminal activity. Oh, they were lauded as heroes for stopping the animal abuse.
Yeah.
And so she was treated as a criminal for doing the same thing, trying to help human beings who were being slaughtered.
And let's focus on the eternal a moment here, because Sandra Merritt is a hero here. And Scripture, Christ told us that we would be persecuted for his name's sake. She is being persecuted. She's a believer. She's doing this. A big part of her motivation is her love for humanity that comes from Christ, the love that she has for these babies. And so she is stepping out, obeying God, stepping into to shine the light of truth on this darkness. She does so, and it's biblical in proportions. And the full weight of the government comes down on her head because she is exposing the truth of the sin, the evil that is occurring. And so the government, the evildoers go after her.
But no other citizen journalist or journalism organization has been charged with a crime for undercover recordings.
And under the previous Attorney General, Kamala Harris, who now is a U.S. Senator, and you saw her reactions to Kavanaugh when she was on the Senate Judiciary Committee, she started some of these investigations, and it was under her and Becerra that the attorney general's investigators went into the home and seized computers from David DeLayden's private residence because Planned Parenthood wanted the AG and his investigators to go get any other remaining videos so that they wouldn't be able to release any more videos. And so Planned Parenthood's in collusion with the Attorney General's office. So there's so much here. You know, the Attorney General ought to be someone who's the law enforcement officer of the state, highest law enforcement officer, that is seeking justice, not an arm of Planned Parenthood. And this Attorney General is just simply an extension of Planned Parenthood, saying with the words, I stand with Planned Parenthood. You can't get any more brazen than that. Pray for Sandra Merritt in this case. It's been going on for a while. We're in San Francisco court in the criminal case. We're also in San Francisco in the Planned Parenthood civil multimillion-dollar lawsuit. pray for Sandra, especially for these others that are like her, that have the courage to be able to stand for innocent human lives that are being led away to the slaughter. Stand with Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance the sanctity of human life. Support Liberty Counsel. This case is exceptionally costly and time-consuming to be in California so often and to represent Sandra at no cost. We can only do that because of your prayers and obviously your financial support. So stand with us, pledge your monthly support to Liberty Counsel, especially make a year-end contribution to Liberty Counsel at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.